This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, Joel Skousen says I should be calm. And I'm not even mad they're trying to shut us down. I expected all this. It's that I get frustrated that I can't fight them harder. And I'm like a race car engine kind of blowing up. So I appreciate the great crew and the listeners and all the support. And you guys are great. I'm here talking to some of the crew. All right, we are back live here. Joel Skousen, in the 5 minutes we have left, just other points you want to add. I'm just trying to probe because I know InfoWars is important, and we have a lot of great guests and a lot of great info. We reach 5+ billion people on YouTube by the time they shut us down everywhere else. And we're on a lot of radio stations and TV stations. But like you said, the vendetta, the foaming at the mouth, the obsession. When I was in court last week when they were trying to take my kids away from me again using lies in the media, they marched in journalism classes, New York Times reporters, others, and they all looked at me like I was worse than Charlie Manson, but it was beyond a look of hate. It was like a look of lust. I couldn't even, it was like a... And I had John Ronson here last year, who I'd known for like 20 years, and I've turned around. He was looking at me going, and it's like, and it's this Trump derangement syndrome, like were the darker demons released by the media saying it's okay to hate? Because these people have gone into like this totally crazed mode, and I don't understand where the hate comes from.
Well, oftentimes, like suicide, hate comes from people getting infected with letting Satan into their brain. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand that it comes in your own grammar. It sounds like you talking to yourself, but those deep, hateful, angry voices really are the dark side of the spiritual spectrum trying to influence people. And they don't realize that they're being influenced. They think that they're legitimately angry. And, of course, they lead themselves over time up to receiving those type of feeling comfortable with them. But Satan is a very real part of our society here, and I think it's important that people realize that, that this is not just, normal behavior.
We've got 3 minutes left. Other key points, Joel Skousen, about things happening in the country and the world. But I agree with you. Whenever I have anxiety or I'm angry at somebody, if I just think about Christ, my children, and being good, and just think about being peaceful, which I am when I'm not on air, then I just have great peace and can go back to sleep. You know, like late at night.
So the things that I'm really concerned about is, one, not the midterm election so much. I don't think the Democrats are going to take the majorities in the House. They may well take the Senate. That's a fairly easy one to do with the small margin that we have there. But I don't think they're going to take the House, so it's going to be a split, Congress. It really won't change the dynamics anymore of Trump's difficulty in passing anything. He can't pass anything past the liberal Republicans, which block his every move anyway, and vote for the Democrats. So we really don't have a majority of Republicans that are backing the president in Congress. I don't think that's going to change significantly. What's really going to change, though, is we're going to see this attack on Iran happen. We're going to see North Korea get away with continuing to develop nuclear weapons because Donald Trump has completely defaulted on his pledge not to let this happen. And I'm very, very disturbed about Donald Trump for doing this. I'd like to be in the White House to hear what they're telling him to keep him from going back to the military option. It may be that he has been succumbed to the promise of the Nobel Peace Prize, which they're never going to give him. But, you know, they certainly laid that out there to get him onto the peace bandwagon completely. But why he doesn't get upset and say, all right, you've played me for a fool long enough. I mean, look at Pompeo this week going to North Korea and say, just give us 60% of your nuclear weapons. Well, you don't even know what 100% is, so how can you talk about 60 to 70%? You haven't even got an inventory for North Korea about what kind of nuclear weapons, and you couldn't believe it even if they gave it to you. You have to have international inspectors on the ground. As I've said in the World Affairs Brief many times, Donald Trump needs to say this in the next round of negotiations. You have 2 weeks to let international inspectors, which will include U.S. officers.
Hold on, I know you got to go, but we're back in 60 seconds. Spend a couple minutes on Joel Skousen, what you think Trump needs to say to Kim Jong-un, and how you think Trump got lured into this.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com has been down now for an hour, and it's definitely DDoS attacks, but I didn't take it down. That's been going on for a week and a half since Tim Cook announced, according to the New York Times, that they were taking us off, and then they talked to Zuckerberg. He has these Sunday night meetings with all the other big tech heads. They admit the collusion, and then 20-plus groups do it. And then we got a top Fortune 20 company, I'm not going to name them, that does software and infrastructure, says, you're kicked off our platform. And then we send emails to the top going, my God, that's tortious interference. We have a contract. And they're like, we've been using it for years. And they go, actually, that's incorrect. Someone else was mistaken. You're still with us. So we're dealing with just insane levels of just mutinous, crazed behavior. And Joel Skousen was getting into that. I want him to finish up with North Korea and what he thinks Trump should do in an encapsulated piece about how he thinks he's been set up. And I agree, as much as we want peace and things, this is starting to go sideways, and the left's going to love that. Obviously, China's weighed in and put their pressure on. I want to finish up with China as well. But Joel, just briefly, on this InfoWars.com being banned and this sabotage and the craziness, I agree it's backfiring on them. But as you said earlier, they're not stopping. It's just power madness that they think they're in control. But why would Tim Cook brag through his surrogate, you know, official Apple News that he made the decision to take me down? And then I went and looked it up. He was the one a year and a half ago, Mad Hillary lost, saying, oh, don't worry, we'll deal with fake news. He came up with the idea to everybody put these notices up over News First that it wasn't real, run by Snopes and the Southern Poverty Law Center. And now he's appearing to be a prime mover. And I find it very interesting when he's moved Apple to China, it's become tax exempt. He put the iCloud codes with the government and said, oh, in China, when you move here, the government's part of your company. I mean, they're hiding that in plain view. I think it's outrageous to have a guy that runs some of the worst factories in the world with suicide nets and everything, moralizing how I need to be banned. And then everyone else, just like dominoes, goes, yes, sir, Mr. Cook, and falls into line. It shows the monopoly power of Google, Apple, and, of course, Facebook, working in unison. It's classic trust behavior, classic monopoly, isn't it?
Well, the thing you have to ask yourself is, how do these people get from normal, liberal, techie-type people to globalists? There was a process that happened over the past decade, and I can tell you, if you knew what went on in the bed, you'd find there were some very private phone calls. Remember, every one of these tech companies had some government seed money from CIA and other dark places to help them out at the beginning. And at some point, et cetera, I think they got threatened. They basically said, now look, you know, we can take you down just like they're doing to you now, Alex. We can take you down anytime we want. So if you want to progress, whether it's Amazon, whether it's Google, whether it's Facebook or Twitter, et cetera, you've got to, you know, come on to the control system, to the system which is, you know, going towards this new, glorious new world order. They got converted at some point to globalism. It isn't that Tim Cook is pro-Chinese. He's a globalist. Eric
no, no,
Schmidt,
I agree. I mean, we're marrying into this global thing. It doesn't mean we're Chinese-run. It means we're merging, and their values of oppression are now coming here. So let me ask you this last question when we get into North Korea. Why would Jack Dorsey, who I know people have had dinner with him, multiple folks, they're like, no, Dorsey's scared. He doesn't like it. He's a liberal, but he thinks once this starts, it will shut everything down. But he's been banning some conservatives. But then when they all did this, Jack Dorsey came out and said, no, we're not. Then CNN said, well, look at these tweets we think are wrong, which really were out of context. Twitter just told us, please delete these. We did it just to see what would happen. But then I know for a fact, I'm just going to leave it this. Twitter then opened up some channels with messages to me. I don't know if I'm being suckered or what, but why do you think Jack Dorsey's doing that?
I don't know. You know, it appeared when he put your tweets under review the very next day after he made that strong stand in support that I'm not going to ban. It indicated that he was under tremendous pressure. And he said, all right, we're going to put him through a review process. And that's why you got the messages of those to delete. He had to give them something. But apparently he isn't a globalist. I mean, if he were a globalist, he'd be, saying yes to them. So they haven't got him converted yet, in my opinion.
But I almost don't even want to tell the truth about that, though. We always tell the truth. It's like we have this almost like a problem being honest about everything. We say things we probably shouldn't say. It's not lying to not say something you know. But I just still have to almost blurt everything out unless it's in total confidence. But yeah, that's basically what I've heard. And I almost don't want to say that Jack Dorsey might be a good guy because now they'll pile on him even more, Joel.
Yeah, they will. This isn't over. Look what happened to the Verizon chief when he bucked government spying. He wasn't going to do it. They literally took this guy down. So his name, his days are numbered. These guys are very, very powerful. Anyway, this is one of the things I've covered in this week's World Affairs Brief that people really need to get and read is this whole thing about taking down the deep state in the swamp. They are so much more powerful than we think, than Donald Trump thinks. Anybody who thinks they're going to take down the deep state, which runs every single federal law enforcement, at least the dark side of those law enforcement agencies, the judicial department, the 75% of Congress, they are just kidding themselves. If they're believing this guy called Q, who I'm convinced is on this deep state.
Oh, he's the guy who says, trust Mueller, trust the attorney general. What a joke. Q's been absolutely wrong.
No, that's absolutely right, but it's amazing the following he's got. I mean, they got T-shirt factories pumping out. That means there's big money. They got a Hollywood producer that put out a video anonymously on Q and how wonderful this was that he's going to take down the deep swamp. Look, why don't they put their name to it? What's illegal? What's dangerous about this video? Nothing. You don't put your name to it because this is deep state. And
I agree. We're almost out of time. Finish up with North Korea. Just recap. Because we all want peace. We want a deal to happen. But and Trump brought him to the verge. But then I saw North Korea run up there and meet with China. And I thought, oh, boy.
That's right. And they got their marching orders. Donald Trump could be played. And they did play him. I mean, Donald Trump got on an ego trip after that Singapore meeting and said he's promised me everything in the world. And the nuclear threat is over. And now it clearly isn't. He's still building. Donald Trump needs to do this. You got 2 weeks, Kim, to let international and U.S. inspectors and take possession of all your nuclear facilities and weapons or we go back to the military option. And that doesn't mean an immediate attack. It just means we're going to take care of this militarily. It doesn't mean we're going to attack
you. It means tighten the noose again, start the drills again, and move the forces into place.
Yeah, but you really do need to take out his military so he's no longer a threat to North Korea. And that would take out the trigger event for World War III. North Korea has been preserved for decades as the trigger event. And by allowing Kim to get away with postponing any disarmament indefinitely, which is basically what he's doing, Trump is allowing that trigger event to be going into the next decade when Russia and China will be ready.
No, I agree. That's why it's critical to fix this. But if you look at Kim, he looked totally freaked out of his mind at the meetings. The word is that some of those generals really run things, but he's got some control. Isn't it that those generals are really Chi-Com officers anyways?
Absolutely. They're working for China, and Kim really does not run the country. They want the appearance of a crazy man so that when the war starts, Russia and China can have plausible deniability. It's that crazy man who started the war. It wasn't us. But they are going to be ready to back it up with a...
So Kim probably does want peace when Trump hears that from Dennis Rodman. The problem is he's not running the show.
That's exactly right. He doesn't know what the long-term game plan is.
Now notice Kim writes nice letters, is a good cop, bad cop, but then the generals say another thing.
Yeah. And so this is, I'm just afraid this is not going to go well. Donald Trump has completely given up the military option. I don't think he will go back to it. And so I think Kim is building nuclear weapons as we speak and developing more rocket technology, as is indicated by the U.S. government satellite photos.
Sure, exactly. But Trump went with the angle that he thought no one really tried to do detente and try a peace deal. He did offer him everything. And if they reject it, that's their problem. Now, at least we've taken the high road, though. But so now we have to, I agree, come in with strength now that they're starting to back off.
Yeah, and Trump shows no indication of going back to strength.
All right. That's the always problem. Great information. Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com, editor over there. Great work. Everybody can go there and subscribe. Or I know they send you an email. You'll send them a free copy, right?
Yeah, editor at worldaffairsbrief.com. They'll get a free copy of the current issue.
And, folks, this is powerful info. Thank you, Joel, for the time.
You're welcome.
I got a bunch of news I haven't gotten to. And quite frankly, I don't want us to be in the news. I'm tired of trying to keep stuff up here and running. They've shut down Infowars.com, and I'm going to go during the break and try to find out what's going on. I've been ranting a little bit on air. Crew's doing a great job. And this is America. They want to shut down everything, and I'm sick and tired of it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sick and tired of it.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Take your calls specifically on Infowars.com being hacked, being taken down, and how they're trying to take our payment processors, how they're trying to shut down our emails, how they're shut down Discuss Us, and just all these sick, evil companies, WebChimp, all of it, when Tim Cook, that runs the biggest slave factories with suicide nets, forced abortion, China kills gay people, Buddhists, Christians, sells their organs, not a damn word out of him. And the New York Times says he's the man of the moral vision. And he says ban InfoWars a week and a half ago. And then like dominoes, it happens. And now they're doing it to all these other conservatives and all these other Christians and all these other nationalists. And there's Congress just asleep at the switch, wearing one of those little clown hats with a propeller on the top, just having no idea what planet they're on. Trump's distracted with Omarosa and all her edited audio and all that crap. This is how the country dies. And the deep state, globalist, multinationals, eugenicists, control freaks, they're allied with China. They're screwing the country over. And they think it's funny. They think you're stupid. And they do everything they can to make you stupid so they can be a self-fulfilling prophecy. And then you look at these globalists, almost none of them have children. They're all very unhappy themselves. It's just like, but they wanted power, so they're in charge. And they're just, this is totally un-American to have CNN all over the news saying, he's got the number one app, InfoWars official, take it down. People aren't like, whoa, you people are scum. I mean, folks are. But it's just the outrageousness of how they've, like an abused woman, the guys abuse him so long, they're just used to it. It's like, you know, he's got a tire iron out now, beating her in the head. It's like they let Antifa beat up whoever they want, even beat up NBC and CNN reporters, and yet people like Cuomo saying it's okay, it's good, or ignoring it. I mean, these people are a bunch of yes men. And so now the big tech companies that were born in this country are in China because that's the globalist model of authoritarianism, and it's coming here. And we're the one ringing the alarm bell, so we've got to be shut down because we would dare to talk about it. And there's a must-see article at InfoWars.com that I'm going to read, and then I'm going to go to your calls. Paul Watson's coming up. He's got his guest on. You know, most people, when their website's taken down, they're being shut down, would cancel the guest. But the guest, you know, is into social media and stuff, and that's great. So maybe we'll spend a little bit of time on InfoWars being shut down. But my whole deal is, would people notice if we completely shut down? Because, you know, once we go down, everything goes down. And they've said that. And they're the globalists, the Chi-Coms, and Soros admit they're making their move. And Hillary, you wanted somebody to fight them. You wanted somebody to stand up to them. You wanted somebody to take action. You wanted, and then we started having victory. Everybody's kind of like it's a video game or a TV show. It's not. And I look at the satanic hatred that mainstream media has for me. And they're all pathetic losers, and they just want slavery. So there's InfoWars.com before I hit refresh on it earlier. I wonder why this doesn't work. That doesn't matter. Why does anything need to work? Here, let's do this. That'll fix that mouse. Thing hardly works half the time anyways. So, that's where we are as a country. It's where we are as a nation. It's where we are as a world. And I guess they've got a splash page up. That looks pretty cool. Came up with that quick. InfoWars is under attack. Please visit our other channels now. NewsWars.com, InfoWars Store, PrisonPlanet.com, and Twitter. And, of course, they're hitting all of those. You know, they see it as our extermination, our annihilation is the answer to everything. And there'll be this beautiful, wonderful world once you shut it down. We might want to get somebody to write an article for InfoWars.com about, for about an hour and 30 minutes we've been down. There's a PrisonPlanet.com. We just might. I run a news organization. Everybody's great. We just might want to get a video out that we're down. Just maybe. Something like that. But, you know, they had the big, giant, ongoing attack last week. And now they're doing it to everybody else, and now they want the site shut down themselves because Congress and the president didn't respond to the payment processors and the emails and the Facebook and the Google and the YouTube and the Apple and the Stitcher and the Spotify and the everything else. So why not? America is asleep. America wants to get gang raped. America wants to get pushed over. America wants to get dominated. That's the big green light, the deep state and the eugenicists that funded Hitler and created China. That's where they are. That's what they want. That's what they're doing. Because we've been raised to be sat in front of a television. We've been raised to be spectators. So those people, even they're not wimps, somebody walks over and punches them in the face, they just sit there. So they think this is a video game. They think it's funny, Tim Cook prances around and, you know, says, I'm a gay rights guy, and then, you know, loves China, you know, killing gays, doesn't say a damn word about it. That's the worst, horrible, demonic factories. Even the Chi-Com say, pay us $2 more a day, and they could have houses. And he goes, F them. But he's Tim Cook, because the media said he was this big liberal, he was this big god like Zuckerberg. An internal email saying, F everybody, F you, F my users. That trust me. It's unconsciousness. It's the culture of TV heads. It's the culture of video game heads. It's the culture. Everybody's like, ugh. The Chinese aren't like that. The Islamists aren't like that. They're just sharpening their knives constantly. They see weakness and a bunch of traitors that are ready to sell them out. And Tim Cook sees, you know, 1,500,000,000 slaves, and he goes, that'll be delicious. It's all about his power. Now they sell you a phone for three times what it should even be sold for. And it just goes on and on from that point. So I'm going to try to be a nice boy. InfoWars is down. InfoWars has been hacked. InfoWars has been taken down. It should be a major news item. Obviously, no one even cares around here. So the toll-free number is 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Our phones work. They don't want you to be able to comment on InfoWars. They don't want you to be able to, you know, have any free speech in this country, but you can still call in on this subject. For people taking the calls, the subject of InfoWars being down and what's happening and the whole move to ban free speech and what we should do. That's what the phones are open about. If I could have just one power in my life, it'd be occasionally on a topic I want to discuss that people call in about that. It would be amazing. It would be really fantastic. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Right. As long as we can make it to the show tonight, we're in the-
conspiracy theorist who is a paranoid. Alex Jones.
Stop! Russian, stop!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
They have been trying to hack and DDoS attack and sabotage our servers and have people within major companies bring us down since the head of the Chinese slave factory censorship combine, the head of Apple, Mr. Cook, Mr. Zuckerberg, and the heads of Google and Alphabet decided to unperson us last Sunday night, 8-9 days ago. And currently InfoWars is down. They were trying to bring it down this weekend. The crew had to stay up here basically to midnight many nights. And it's all a big vitriolic joke to the left online and all these newspapers. And the nightmare image of Brian Stelter's crazy-looking pumpkin head saying, take off his apps, bring down his website, take his sponsors, bankrupt him, drive him into submission. It's so un-American. It's so illegal. It's so disgusting. That I get really, really angry. And I think about them taking our email system to be able to email you, taking Discuss Us away, WebChimp, Critio, after they took AdRoll away from us that was funding much of the operation a year and a half ago. Now they took this away when Critio came to us. And then our general counsel wants the virtue signal because Apple and Google and Facebook have made an internet monopoly and we're all close to imploding, you know, so we have to grovel to the system. This is basically what's going on, hoping they buy us up. And just watching a nation of cowards and scum in corporate America who don't care about their birthright, the First Amendment, nothing. And the Chinese communists all over the news, controlling Hollywood, controlling what's happening. There is an article that is in the Washington Times today by a national security expert that works for Fox News, and he's a special operations veteran and graduate of the Air Force Academy. I want to get him on the show, L. Todd Wood, and he talks about how China is the threat and how Hollywood's run by it and the telecoms and the media and how Google this year walked off a Defense Department project because their engineers said, we will not work for America. We hate you. And so many of their operatives are either Chinese communists or they're in league with it. The globalists completely sold us out, and now they're trying to shut down our free speech. I mean, hell, Europe Wars was down today being attacked before I went on air. Now it's InfoWars.com's been down for 2 hours. And I haven't gone over all of it. I've got a bunch of the articles and a bunch of the documents right here. But, I mean, I have to get on the phone with executives from major companies and find out how their employees are deleting our software licenses to run back-end stuff for inventory. That's the espionage level we're at, and it shows the Democrats will go to any lengths because they've been trained to hate America in college, and they've been trained to hate America by Hollywood, and China owns it now, and every Netflix show that's political is pro-communist China, anti-America. It's just everywhere, and it's even admitted they run the country now. I've got a stack of news here about China putting out government broadcasts into the United States. That's in the L.A. Times. It's incredible how sold out we are, and there you go. So first it's, the people at Apple, Tim Cook can do what he wants, and Zuckerberg can do what he wants. When Zuckerberg makes statements about the publishing industry and other newspapers, he goes, I'll hold your hand while you are dying, like at hospice. But we're not dying. We're exploding. So what do? You shadow ban us and you smother us and you manipulate us and you build straw men and you lie about who we are. Then you try to assassinate the truth. And then you censor all these other conservatives and libertarians and people. And as it backfires on you, you stop covering it. And now you go after our actual infrastructure, which is totally illegal. Go read the article. It's up on InfoWars.com. Oh, I'm sorry. You can't go there. It's at the Washington Times. Alex Jones is right. China is a threat, and it may be too late. For now, you can read it on Twitter. I tweeted it at Real Alex Jones. But you need to get upset like you got upset last week and send a strong message that you know what's going on and you know what's unfolding, and you're upset, and you're going to take action and call Congress and call the White House and call talk radio and say, we're losing our First Amendment now. InfoWars is the first domino. They're already banning everybody from Laura Loomer to Gavin McGinnis and everybody else that stand up for this country and against the Antifa thugs that are attacking men, women, and children, and against the globalists, and against ABC got caught doing fake stuff with actors where a guy in a MAGA hat goes over and is mean to other people and tries to throw them out of a restaurant when it's the Democrats acting like that. These people are out of control. They're willing to do anything. And they've taken our acquiescence, and they've taken our kindness as weakness, and now they're going for broke. And I'll add this again. While it's still up, InfoWarsStore.com, while they haven't taken all our payment processes away, people need to vote with their dollars and let me know that, A, you want great products, but, B, you're going to support the InfoWar into the future, because this is when we need your support. This is when we need the help. The other times, I'm up here, I'm like, oh, I expect to be attacked, we're moving forward, blah, blah, blah. This is the main test right now, and I expect it to get even worse in the next few weeks. They want to break our will. I've got to cool off and be calm, like Joel Skousen said earlier, and not get too angry about what they're doing and trying to fight them, because I'm not depressed. It's the opposite. I am on fire wanting to fight, wanting to be politically active and involved and win. But as sure as the sun came up, they're calling for violence, and they're getting ready to stage violence against themselves to blame InfoWars and Trump. And I believe that's what this is preparation for a false flag against a big tech giant or CNN that they will stage, or their surrogates will stage, then be blamed on us. And that's why this is so critical and such an emergency, because they wouldn't be doing this if they weren't planning something big going into the midterm. So now is the time of maximum vigilance on the streets, calling to talk radio, speaking at city council about this, where there's a buzz so big that we let the Democrats know, you're carrying out a criminal deal with the Chi-Coms. You think you're going to, there's an American awakening. You're going to snuff it out and bring in civil war and civil unrest and shut us all down. It ain't happening. And every city council and every globalist organization and every newspaper politely and nicely needs to be let known. We know you guys are having your Antifa meetings. We know you're organizing this crap, and we see through you. So we've got, why should I even, free shipping, the best products, everything. Right now, we barely even make money on a lot of these products. We sell them so low so we can be competitive in the market. But I need people to understand, fund us to fight the bullies, to save the internet, to save InfoWars. It's still standing right now, even though they're all over it filing fake complaints on us, saying we sell child porn on there to take it down. I'm getting the reports. I'm getting who the people are. By the time I sue some of them, we'll already be through the election and civil war. But don't worry, I'm going to start suing, because I got to let these people know, just like with the lawsuits, you sue me, I go after you. But you want somebody to fight? I'm fighting. But I need your support and your prayers, and to spread the links now. It's happening. This is worse than last week. InfoWars.com is down. And I'm going to take this live video, put it on Twitter and everywhere else. Get it out, folks. Take action. Don't let them break your will.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home values, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need.
All right, Paul Joseph Watson is coming up. I'm going to co-host some with him. He's got a very special guest. I just want to beat the censors. And yes, you've made the app number one. You've given it a 5-star review. Millions have gone and signed up for the podcast. Same thing has gone on with the Infowars.com/newsletters. We can email you and get around the censors. But Infowars.com is down right now. So let me just make this 1-minute statement so I can get it out there. There is an attack on our birthright of free speech. They are taking people's speech across the board. All nationalists, all conservatives are being shadow banned and dialed down to nothing. Now they're going to total deplatforming with the Chinese communist social score system coming here. Apple and Google have moved to China. They are admittedly implementing it here with the Democrats. Senator Warner, Senator Murphy are admitting they're coming in with the EU-style censorship and working with China. This is treason. This is outrageous. And we're so used to freedom, we don't know what we're dealing with. We don't know how to respond to this. This is violating campaign finance law for the Democrats. It is manipulating the election. This is real. This is happening, and Infowars.com is down. We have NewsWars.com. We have PrisonPlanet.com. We have InfowarsStore.com, so you can support us. You can still get the apps for now. CNN's lobbying to have those taken down, along with the criminal New York Times, owned by a foreign corrupt kingpin. This is like a sick nightmare, but this is how America falls if we don't wake up and take action. I'm Alex Jones, and I won't back down. I won't give in to these tyrants, and I'm counting on you to do the same. But now is the time to raise the alarm against this takeover. All right, Julie, Michael, Duke, Mark, Aaron, Fernando, Stefan, Kevin, Carter, John, Lily, Matthew. We'll start taking your phone calls here. Who's up first? Let's go to Julie in Canada. Julie, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thanks for taking our call. My husband and I watch your show every day. We love it. And
thank you.
I just wanted to say that your Super Blue toothpaste is a fantastic product. I recommend it highly to everybody.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to mention that what happens in the States happens in Canada. And we're very, very concerned that Trump's might not get elected if he doesn't deal with this issue. This is affecting a lot of people. I don't know what you think about that.
Oh, I totally agree. This is the issue. This is the end of the First Amendment. It's more important than the Second because it's absolutely critical. And if we can't speak out for the Second Amendment or the Fourth Amendment, it's all gone, Julie. And you're absolutely right. And Trump is dropping the ball because he's always distracted with Amarosa and, you know, all this other crud.
But somebody's got to be able to get a hold of him and talk to him. I don't know.
I got him info 3 weeks ago, and then all hell broke loose. That's another reason they're after me. They know we're getting stuff to Trump.
Okay.
And I'm trying, in between, trying to keep us on air to get a report up of the examples and what should be done. And some of my connections to the White House just went cold. I mean, it's this is some shit. They're making their move. God bless you, Julie. We love you. Yeah, Canada is under a lot of draconian censorship now. Where if you read Bible verses, you get arrested. I mean, they're taking mother and father out of the national anthem. It's incredible. Let's take a call from Michael in the Netherlands, over there in the Dutch areas. Michael, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Hey. Welcome in the Europe. You're a great show. It's a great show. I have one question.
Yes, sir.
Why is InfoWars not working together with WikiLeaks, Mark Dice, and David Icke?
Okay, I've been inviting David on for about a year and a half because I'm pro-Trump. He won't come on. And then WikiLeaks has their own thing. They've defended us, but they're mainly mainline leftists. But they're actually real liberals, so they're good people. It's just that they're scared of the propaganda about me, the straw man, so they don't come on. And then Mark Dice does come on. He's a one-man show, and he needs a lot more help. He's very talented. And I've tried to hire Mark Dice, but he's kind of, you know, likes where he is in San Diego. So there's your answer.
Okay, but it's about the mainstream media who is attacking now InfoWars. So I thought when you both together fight to it.
No, I totally agree. And we need all these other hosts who I have on when they get censored. When they took Mark Dice's YouTube channel away years ago, I rallied for him and helped him get it back. And Mark's been helping us. But just, yes, if they can get me, they can get everybody. God bless you, Michael. Okay, Duke in Tennessee. Duke, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
This is Duke contacting G.I. Joe headquarters to report that Cobra has, in fact, taken over the broadcast energy transmitter and has shut down Alex Jones and InfoWars.com. I do have photographic evidence dated August 7, 2018, verifying that Apple and their software would not load Alex Jones' live webcast feed. The media could not be loaded either because the server or network failed or because the format is not supported.
Wait a minute. So what I've been told by IT is even though InfoWars is down, our streams are still going out. You're telling me you went on an Apple platform and now they're not even loading the show.
That was last Monday I had this happen to me. So this was going on since at least last Monday. Today I went on.
Oh, I mean, I'm under total cyber attack. I'm getting reports from IT that China's not even hiding it. We have China out of Beijing and Peking hitting us with DOS attacks, but this isn't a DOS takedown, a DDoS takedown. They're hitting us in the servers themselves.
Well, the store may also be compromised. I just placed an order today. Because one of the only things I knew to do was to fight even harder was to contribute to InfoWars.com. I pledged an auto shipment every 30 days in the amount of $101 in honor of the 101st Airborne Division that I served with in combat twice in Afghanistan and Iraq. And I wanted to let every veteran know out there, now is the time. We need to stand up. We need to speak out. We need to get the word out. Alex Jones, InfoWars is the first domino in this war. The fire is burning, and I've got a message for the globalists. We'll never give up. We'll stay till the fight's won, G.I. Joe is there because Alex Jones is a real American hero.
The Cobra believes you will be defeated. China and Kim Cook and Zuckerberg will defeat you.
God bless. Having some fun there. Seriously. The store is all secure and super high quality and has all the certificates and things. They're trying to take the payment processors where the companies won't then process your order. So get your orders in while you can. I mean, they did this to the NRA a year ago and then 6 months ago, and NRA had to sue and file injunctions. For a couple days, you know, NRA could not take your orders for a T-shirt or a membership. Remember that? And they were doing it to, like, Cabela's and stuff. So, I mean, they're moving against everybody, folks. This is them telling you, you can't commerce, you can't talk to who you want. So, I'll tell you, bottom line, I just want to win this war, and I want to see big dollar signs in for store because, you know, we've been kind of in the red the last 6 months with all the censorship and stuff, but I'd save money to pay for things. So, but now it's like the lawsuits and all of it. We need to make a lot of money now. We need to bring an end to fund things so I can just fire hose the enemy and get injunctions against them and get top lawyers. We're getting it all set up, and we'll have some big W's. That's why they're doing all this deplatforming now. I've been beating their fake lawsuits, and I don't want to get into the details of that, but they haven't filed any new ones in months and months because I sue the people that sue me. Except for Sandy Hook, I waived that when you countersue, and they lied and said I did sue. So it's total deception. The media thinks they'll defeat you. They're not going to defeat you. Okay, Mark, Aaron, Fernando, got a whole bunch of callers here. Stefan, how do you beat censorship, they're asking? You just spread the word by word of mouth. Nothing can stop you. They can shut me down. You can go tell the truth. Nothing's going to stop you. Go to city council meetings. Call into talk radio. Nothing can stop you. Just make it part of your daily life. Let's talk to John in Boston. John in Boston, Massachusetts. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Alex, it is so good to be with you. The last time I spoke to you was the day of the State of the Union when I said that Trump should declassify the Nunes memo and go out there and read it. You know, last season of Homeland, they really tried to drive the point home of the character that's supposed to be like you being a nut and really he was a coward and it was fake news. So they've been trying to set this up for everybody. So
oh, exactly.
Like,
they've had like 10 TV shows where they admit it's supposedly me and I'm a bad guy. And then,
exactly. What we really need to do for you, Alex, as your listeners and supporters and InfoWarriors, is we need to start a hashtag, something like Who is Alex Jones, where we can counter the narrative of the straw man and go out there and support you and show who you really
well,
are.
I agree because it's bigger than me. I mean, I'm already signed on to this, whatever. I don't care what they say or do about me, but it's reflected on everybody now. If people could say, Alex predicted this and was right, he was predicted that and was right, and just say, here's the real Alex Jones, maybe a hashtag, real Alex Jones, and then explain to everybody that I mean, yeah, that's why they're so scared is we've got their game plan.
Because they're going to try something and they're going to try to blame it on you, just like you said. So we need to get out in front of this as your listeners. You know, we support you. I'm praying for you.
Well, listen, I support you. John, I'm not just saying this. You are the InfoWar, brother.
Hey, I appreciate it. We're in this together. You know, I just got a new shipment of, you know, your deodorant. My wife won't use anything else. Flora Life, you know, B12. I got T-shirts, everything, because I really, you know, want to be a part of this fight. And I love you, man.
I love you. Let me tell you, when I ask the listeners for support and I say, you're the InfoWar, you are it. You don't understand. It's like, and I'm not just saying that. Without you, we're gone. We're gone. I don't even care about what happens to me now. I want to beat these globalists and Hillary and Soros, and we're going to do it. Even if I don't make it through this, we're going to make it through. Let's stay with us. We'll be back with the fourth hour. Paul Watson coming up. Spread the live links.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.